Hey Tinkers, it's Coop here, and today I'm going to be very tactical. Usually when I'm doing this Tinker podcast, I'm talking more about the theoretical or my personal experience in dealing with kind of a unique event. But today I'm going to tell you how to podcast. We have done just over 300 podcasts, I think, now. We've had well over 2 million downloads, and I've learned a lot along the way. And as more and more get into this medium, I think it's really worth reviewing the top lessons that I've picked up. Two Brain has several different podcasts. You might not even know about all of them. There's this one. There's Two Brain Radio, which is our really popular one. We have a new show coming out on coaching. We also own Women in Fitness Business, and we act as producer for others. We have a producer on staff, Andrew Lewin, and he's the guy who built the Two Brain podcasting course. I will post a link to that podcasting course in the show notes here or in the Tinker group so that if you need to get started with a podcast, you can talk to the expert, the guy who's really built multiple giant podcasts, and he's the producer for Two Brain too. Everything you need to know about podcasting is in that course. These are some tips and tricks that I have picked up from him and from others over the last several years of podcasting. I think we're on year 7 now. So the first thing is, if you're thinking about launching a podcast, I would start by making a list of 10 topics before you start. Most podcasts have fewer than 12 episodes before they die. And what happens is that the podcaster says, this is awesome. I'm going to buy this mic. I'm going to set up my desk. It's going to look great. And they record 3 or 4 episodes and then they miss a week because they don't have any top of mind topic. And then they miss another week and gradually they just run out of ideas. And so what I would do is I would start by coming up with a list of at least 10 ideas. After that, you'll have the momentum to keep you going because people will ask you questions. People will respond better to some episodes than others. You'll hear great ideas that you want to talk about for your audience, in your frame, in your words, maybe from other podcasts, and that's fine. But start with a list of 10. And if you can't come up with 10 good topics, then just hold off until you can. You don't need to record all 10 though, however. What you need to do is start off with 3 to 4 episodes, pre-recorded, edited, produced well, that you have in the can. So before you tell anybody, I've got this new podcast, you want to have enough episodes that they can kind of binge them. So when we launched Women in Fitness Business, for example, we made sure that we had 4 really good episodes already uploaded and published before we told anybody that the podcast existed, so that people who really liked the podcast could just keep listening to it. The key to a good podcast is not how many listeners you have, how many downloads per week, how many downloads over time. The key to having a good podcast is really engagement. So just like on Facebook, you can have an audience of like 100,000 likes, but if none of those people actually buy anything from you, what is the point, right? You can tell yourself that you're building trust. You can tell yourself that podcasting is cathartic or you're getting ideas off your chest. You can tell yourself that you're building an audience, but if that audience never takes any action that you want them to take, then it's just like fruit that ripens on the vine. You're just wasting audience. You're wasting time when you could be doing other stuff. So starting with a launch of 3 to 4 episodes already in the can is a good idea. The other thing that you should have before you start, and if you've already started, just hit pause and do this now, is draw your funnel. You want to know, what is the intent of your podcast? I'll tell you a trap that we fall into in Two Brain all the time if we're not very careful. We publish so much content that it is very easy for our content to send potential clients in a circle instead of down a funnel. So for example, the podcast might refer to a link on our site. I'll share that link in show notes. And they go to that link on our site and they read a blog post. And that blog post contains a YouTube video. And they click on the YouTube video and YouTube says, we suggest this video next. So they watch the next video. And then the next video says, you should join Gym Owners United, a free Facebook group. So they join the Facebook group. And in the Facebook group, they download a free guide, and the free guide mentions the podcast. And so our content has sent them in a circle, but they haven't moved any closer to signing up for mentorship. And you have to be very careful of this, especially with a podcast. So start with intent. What is the goal of your podcast? If it's to warm up your audience, Okay, but you need to eventually tell that audience what to do. If it's to build your personal brand, okay, what are you building your personal brand for? Is it just to have a lot of fans? That's one thing, but ultimately you want these people to sign up so that they can actually get the benefit of your wisdom and service. So draw your funnel. The podcast should send people to where? In our case, it's our free public Facebook group. What happens when they get there? They are engaged through Sell By Chat. What happens from there? They are invited to a sales call where they sign up. That's our podcasting funnel. And so if you draw that out in advance, then you know when you're doing your podcast once or twice a show, you invite people to the next stage of your funnel. So you don't have to say in your podcast, you should sign up for my gym. You should say, if you're interested in health and fitness and you live in this area, you can join our free Facebook group. And you could just move them down the funnel that way. Okay. Your call to action doesn't have to be sign up now, but it should make them one step closer to getting the full benefit of your coaching, which is what they pay for, right? So you need to know where you want people to go from the podcast instead of just like building trust or whatever, because that is a trap that will keep you publishing for years without any concrete results to show, right? You're not making a podcast just for the sake of having a podcast or just to pay somebody who wants you to pay them to build your podcast for you. The next thing that I've learned from Andrew is that podcast audio quality matters more than anything else. The catchy intros, okay, that's fine. But people drop off when your audio quality is bad. So if you've got noises in the background that are distracting, and I've got a little bit of plastic here. Okay, that's distracting. If you've got echoes, if you've got voices, doors slamming, if it's too quiet and people have to adjust their volume way up to hear you, they will stop listening. And so the average length that people listen to a podcast is only about 4 minutes. In general, people who are trying to build an audience with podcasting are better to go short than to go long form. Podcasts are easy to create, they're easy to produce, they're easy to consume, but our attention spans are getting shorter. And that means people who have very short podcasts of 6 or 7 minutes tend to get binged, and people consume a lot more of their content over time than people who run these hour-long interviews like I used to do. There are some exceptions, of course. Peter Attia, the Huberman Lab show, Tim Ferriss is even getting longer and longer and longer. But these are people who have an established podcast already. So you're better to start very short, 7 or 8 minutes if you can, you know, gusting up to 30 minutes max, building trust, getting interest, having people binge. And then if you want to go long form later, do that. It's a huge mistake that I made when I started doing these hour and a half long interviews. The next thing is, should you accept sponsors on your podcast? And I'm going to generally recommend that you don't. While you do want to have calls to action on your podcast that send people down your funnel, as I mentioned, you are building this podcast to be an audience builder for you. It is your medium. And over the years, I've done this a dozen ways with accepting sponsors. We have a lot of listeners to our podcast. We have a lot of affinity in our audience. Thank you. And so every single year, I get approached by people who are offering to pay me for podcasting spots. And the most we ever charged for a podcasting spot was about $13,005, and we rolled it into a marketing package. But here's the problem. When you make marketing spots available on your podcast, you become owned by the advertiser. And I don't mean that they're going to approve everything that you say, but you have to be careful. So let's say that you take 3 advertisers. You have to make sure that you talk about each one of them an equal amount. And so, you know, last year we had about 20 different sponsors of Two Brain Radio. And what that meant was that if one person did something really, really interesting, I couldn't interview them without interviewing the other 19, which really kind of tied my hands, and I hated it. These were all sponsors that I strongly believe in. I really love them, and we approached them, honestly. They didn't come to us. There was a very strong vetting process, and so I never, ever promoted anybody that I didn't absolutely trust and love. But what you have to remember is that, like, different sponsors are going to have different messages, and you have to balance things out with them. And if you've got a contract, then you have to make sure that you're hitting a certain number of ads, right? And so if you reach this point where you want to talk about one of them more than the others, you can't really do it. And so while I liked each one of them, there were different times in the year when I thought, man, I wish I could talk to this one more. The next thing that you have to remember too is that from a values perspective, the money is nice, it is easy, and you are delivering great value by introducing that sponsor to your audience. The problem is that you cannot ever change your message or change your mind about stuff that you recommend. So for example, if we had taken sponsors this year, and we didn't, I killed the whole program, then I would have had to really think twice before I started questioning some of the things that the CrossFit affiliate program was doing, because those sponsors were also CrossFit sponsors. And if your podcast is about football, then you really have to ask yourself, like, will the sponsors appreciate what I'm saying, or am I putting them in an awkward spot? So you have to think about how transparent you're being, and I don't want to do that, which is why I don't take sponsors anymore. Finally, how often should you have guests on? Typically, interviews should be shorter if you can do it. So doing a monologue once in a while is great. Keep those to 7 to 10 minutes. If you have a guest, bring them in and have a list of questions that you share with them in advance. Not because you don't want like off-the-cuff answers, but you do want them to be prepared and be succinct. We've all listened to podcasts where a guest droned on and really didn't say anything, and then we just stopped listening because it wasn't interesting. So it's very important that you approach your podcast the way you would approach writing a newspaper, which is that you have something very engaging right off the top of the interview. Because if you get 3 or 4 minutes into the interview and nobody has said anything that helps the audience or is interesting to the audience or even gossipy to the audience, they will stop listening. So by that token, when you do your podcasting, if you're meeting up with somebody and you're hosting a guest, get all the small talk out of the way before you hit record. How's it going? How's the weather? How did COVID treat you? How's the family? Do all of that stuff, but don't hit record. Your audience doesn't need to hear small talk. It's really important that as you're introducing a guest to the audience, that the audience appreciates the value of this guest right off the hop. So you really want to bring the good stuff to the front of the interview. Now, in some of these guys who do long form podcasting like Tim Ferriss, what they'll do is they'll take one of the most interesting sound bites from the interview and they'll play that at the start of the podcast. And that's a cue to the audience that there is interesting stuff coming, that it's going to be a long form interview. It's going to take the guest half an hour to get warmed up before they really get to the juicy bits. Now, if you don't have a producer, this is kind of a pain in the butt to do it. So what I would do is just give the guest a list of your potential questions. Tell them that they can take the interview in any direction they want, that this is just kind of your arc to the interview and to keep you on track. And then they'll be more succinct when they show up because they will be prepared and it's not just a random rambling. Now, you don't always have to have guests. The goal of your podcast is to build authority and move people from one step to the next in your marketing. And so it is good for you to have monologues sometimes. And this is something that I gave up for about 2 years. I had guests on every show. I made them the expert. And slowly, as our listenership started to decline a little bit, our marketing CMO said, "Hey, Chris, you know, we just need to hear from you." And so I started doing more freeform podcasts like this one. The last thing is, as podcasts become more professional, a lot of people think like, I can't do this until I have professional audio equipment. Oh man, I need a producer. I've got to like hire a VA to do this for me. That's not true. A podcast is a great medium because you can just sit down and do it as the thought hits you. You'll naturally get better and better at it over time. And there is a certain value to making it a little bit rough. So these podcasts that I do just for your tinkers, they're off the cuff. I hear a question in the group. Somebody sends me a text asking me a question and I can just sit down and do a podcast about it. And that's a little bit of additive value for people who are already close to me. You know me. We have a high degree of affinity and trust, and you know that I'm doing this just to help you. our bigger podcast that goes out to an audience of people that I don't know, strangers, newcomers to Two Brain, those are very polished. They're very to the point. They're highly produced. They're professional quality on professional platforms. This is just me and you here. And so that's why it's on a different platform. It's not on Apple Podcasts. But I do this stuff off the cuff because I think it can help you in the moment. Hopefully it does. If you have questions, you can visit our podcasting course that's on the Growth Toolkit. You can talk to your mentor about how to get access to that course if you can't find it, or I'll share the link in the private Tinker group.